Today, we are going to learn about the USA political system. 今天我们学习美国的政治制度。We'll learn the following four aspects of it. First, the Constitution and Bill of Rights. 我们从以下四个方面进行学习。第一，宪法和权利法案。Second, Federal System and Government. 第二，联邦制和政府。Third, Political Parties. 第三，政党。Last, presidential election, 最后是总统选举。Part 1, the Constitution and Bill of Rights. 我们先来看宪法和权利法案。The United States Constitution, which was drawn up in 1787 and came into effect in 1789, established the country's political system and is the basic law of the land.For over two centuries, it has guided the development of government institutions and has supplied the basis for the nation's political stability, economic growth, and social progress. 美国宪法起草于1787年，于1789年生效。宪法确立了美国的政治制度，是美国的基本法。两个多世纪以来，它指导了政府机构的发展，为国家的政治稳定、经济增长和社会进步提供了基础。There are two obvious characteristics in the Constitution. 美国宪法有两个显著的特点。One is checks and balances. 第一是制衡。This goes back to the tradition that everybody in the United States was afraid that one person or group, including the majority, might become too powerful or seize control of the country and create a tyranny. To guard against this possibility, the delegates who drafted the Constitution set up a government consisting of three branches, the legislature, the executive,and the judiciary. Each branch has powers that the others do not have, and each branch has a way of counteracting and limiting any wrongful action by other branches. 那这个呢，可以追溯到美国的传统。每个人都担心某一个人或者是某个团体会变得过于强大，或者是去夺取国家的控制权，从而形成暴政。为了防止这种可能性，起草宪法的代表们建立了一个由立法部门、行政部门和司法部门三个部门组成的政府，每个部门都有其他部门所没有的权利，并且每个部门都可以对抗和限制其他部门的不当行为。Another characteristic is the separation of powers. The Constitution.Federal government and of the state government. 美国宪法的另一个特点是分权。宪法规定了联邦政府和州政府各自的权利。So the states are allowed to run their own government as they wish. 因此各州可以按照自己的意愿管理自己的政府。The Constitution begins with the preamble stating its purpose.
宪法开头的序言就表明了它的目的。We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessing of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
我们合众国人民为建立更完善的联邦，树立正义，保障国内安宁，提供共同房屋，促进公共福利，并使我们自己和后代得享自由的幸福，特为美利坚合众国制定本宪法。
When the Constitution was first drawn up in 1787, nothing was mentioned about the rights of individuals. Then, in 1791, the first 10 amendments were created. This is a well-known Bill of Rights, which guarantees freedom of religion, speech, and the press, the right of peaceful assembly and petition, the right to keep and bear arms,and freedom against unreasonable search and seizure, among others,
Altogether, 27 amendments have been added to the Constitution since 1789.
1787年第一次起草宪法时根本没有提到个人权利，直到1791年才制定了最早的十个宪法修正案，这就是众所周知的权利法案。它保障宗教、言论和新闻自由，和平集会和请愿的权利，持有和携带武器的权利，以及不受无理搜查和扣押的自由等等。自1789年以来，宪法共增加了27条修正案。
The Constitution of the United States takes precedence over all state constitutions and laws, and over laws made by the U.S. Congress.The founders of the country left behind a constitution, which is the first of its kind in the world and has inspired dozens of other countries seeking political reform.
美国宪法高于所有州的宪法和法律，也高于美国国会制定的法律。这个国家的建立者留下了世界上第一部宪法，并激励了其他几十个国家寻求政治改革。